That was first extended play for you in 10 days or so. How'd you feel? It looked like you were had no rust.
No, I wouldn't say that. It was hard to get into the game. Montreal, well, there wasn't much I could do. Guys helping me out, so that's good. There was a lot of block shots. And obviously a couple of big saves make me feel good.
In overtime in particular, you had that flurry there that was pretty incredible. And it looked like from your reaction that you were pretty happy with the way that, at least that sequence turned out.
Yeah, I really wanted that win. I think tonight we played really great, and I really wanted the win, and I really didn't care how. It was just the job was to stop the puck. Probably did a huge block shot there. Without him, probably the game would be already over there.
What did you think about that entire effort, especially shorthanded in the overtime?
Well, honestly, in that moment, with the pressure what they put on and the heart breathing what I had, I honestly didn't even know where I was. I was just jumping around left and right, and finally I got the puck.
You don't see a whole lot of players go with a slap shot in a shootout. How much did that surprise you, if at all?
Yeah, that was a hell of a shot. Good for him. I did not expect that kind of that thing. That was hard and accurate and good shot. And I'm still thinking, what should I do? It was a great shot. Great shot.
For you guys have made progress at protecting leads. Obviously tonight didn't happen. How frustrating is that to have a lead and not be able to hold it?
Of course, I mean, we were fighting all game long. I think it was an interesting game as well for fans to watch. We were leading 1-0 all game, and then we scored the second one, and then it's hockey. It was quick, 2-2, and then overtime and penalty shots, right? It is frustrating because we wanted to win, obviously, and I think tonight we deserve it to win.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you.